Jonathan, can you comment on Nick Fuentes and what do you actually do that effectively can counter what he does? And what are your expectations of the government to be critical of a person that has that kind of platform?
He is an open, unapologetic, racist, homophobe, and more than anything, an anti-Semite. He's a toxic, disgusting person. And yet, thanks to X and social media, he's been incredibly effective at getting his message out there. I mean, social media is a super spreader of anti-Semitism and hate. And people like Nick Fuentes, they're like patient zero spreading this. And look, it didn't help us when candidate, whatever you'd call him, former President Trump had him over for dinner, like at Mar-a-Lago a few years ago. And it doesn't help us that when given the opportunity, people in positions of power don't renounce this guy. Now, look, to his credit, J.D. Vance has done that. But we have this challenge right now on the right, and it's like a good thing because there are bad voices who've been elevated. Like, look, Nick Fuentes is disgusting. Tucker Carlson is disgusting. Candace Owens is disgusting and so on. But there have been good people like Ted Cruz and Ben Shapiro and Mark Levin who are pushing back on these Speaker Johnson, pushing back on these revolting lunatics. So to answer the question, I think the only way we are going to defeat the rising anti-Semitism on the right is from the right. I think the only way we're going to defeat the rising anti-Zionism on the left is by people on the left.